Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Really?
Well, we had been talking about her throughout the show off the air. So I thought,
I'm like, all right, we're going to start rolling. Let's go. He goes, is this going to be Nancy Grace? I'm like, no, that's like next week, dude. Clint Howard, man.
Right.
Clint Howard is Ron Howard's brother. And Ron Howard, you know, Happy Days and Andy Griffith, and made unbelievable directors, made some great movies. Clint's always in them.
Yep.
But he's also in a million other things. He's an established actor. He's doing a character role on Bold and the Beautiful. But I am the only one in the studio that remembers his first role.
Is it the one I'm looking at right now? I didn't know he was in that.
Gentle Ben.
Oh, that. I remember the show. I didn't know that was him.
You know what his co-star was, Laura? A friggin' bear. It was a real bear, not a CGI bear. He did a freaking show where his buddy was a friggin' bear. Okay? I ain't messing with no bear. Gentle Ben. It was a cool show. That's all I remember. He was a cute kid, and they always had that Gentle Ben bear that came around and stuff, and I that's all I remember. It was my favorite show. It was pre-Rat Patrol, Scotty.
I think I remember him from a Star Trek episode.
Oh, yeah, he's done Star Trek.
Okay.
Yep, he's done Star Trek. He's done a bunch of stuff.
Wow, so, he's been in an Odd Couple episode.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Apollo 13. He was in Barbed Wire, the movie there with Pamela, what's her name? Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. He was in that. He was in Gung Ho. He was in Cocoon. He was in Splash. He was in Night Shift. He was in Backdraft. He was in The Rocketeer, Far and Away, Ticks, The Paper, Leprechaun 2. I mean, come on, man. Guy's done everything. So he's going to be joining us. So that's coming up. All right.
He has that face. It's like, oh,
yeah. He pops. He's up a character. Right, he's a character. You know what I was reading that was weird? I almost brought this up this morning. You know how we were talking about how the who's the douchebag thing and the boobs and men seeing boobs and how they lose their mind. One thing that happens to men when they encounter someone they think like an attractive woman. What do you think happens to men when they see an attractive woman? Are they more likely to tell the truth, or are they more likely to spin a story and lie? What do you think?
To them?
To the good-looking person. Good-looking woman comes over. Is the guy more likely to lie, or is he more likely to be honest with someone attractive?
Lie.
I mean, you think automatically it's going to be lie, but because I'm asking the question, now you're doubting.
Well, that's what I thought, but lie. I'm thinking lie.
Just men
to avoid
don't.
Embarrassing
no,
things.
No, men are more likely to tell the truth.
Really?
Yeah. Women, on the other hand, when they encounter a beautiful woman, an attractive woman, they are more likely to lie to them. Isn't that a weird stat?
Yes.
Like women, because competitiveness, man.
Yeah.
Competitiveness. Oh, I did a workout. I did a workout 4 hours today at the gym. They lie. They lie.
She can just look and go.
Well,
no, you didn't.
Yep.
You're right. I laid on the couch.
I thought that was interesting. Attractive women inspire men to tell the truth and women to lie. So women lie more. You know? I mean, so you know when you're talking to a beautiful woman, just like I know when I'm talking to a guy that's good looking, you know? Doesn't happen in this studio much, but I mean, you know, when you go out in the world, you know, you see good looking people, you know?
Oh, I think we're good looking people.
Yeah. No, you keep thinking that.
Okay.
Good.
I
that's
mean,
good.
It's,
I suffer under no such illusions, but that's okay. That's just me.
Holy crap, this guy's done some stuff.
Dude, he's amazing. I'm serious. I don't know what his number is as far as, I don't know if he even keeps track.
Okay, if you, if you go to his number.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm still rolling the mouse.
He was in The Waterboy with Sandler.
He's acted in 258. It doesn't say, it just says 250. It doesn't say like shows or TV shows.
Mm-hmm. What I wonder is.
You know, he was in Pam and Tommy. Did you not see him in that?
I did. I
did
saw that.
Watch it all?
I did not
I watched like four or five episodes and I just got sick of it. I just got sick of the overindulgence and the just nonsense of Tommy Lee. I just couldn't take it, you know? Could not take it. Cinderella Man. He was the referee in Cinderella Man, that great movie with Russell Crowe, which is one of my favorite boxing movies. Paul Giamatti's in that. He's so good.
He was Jeffrey in Night Shift.
Yeah.
I don't know who Jeffrey was, but he was in Night Shift.
He's a million things, man. He was in a million things. So,
I'm trying to think of the comedy movie that I saw him in where he's working a radar.
Yeah.
And
Airplane?
Was it one of the
airplanes?
It was a floating penis.
It was something like that.
It was a penis.
Oh, that's Austin Powers.
Yeah,
it's a floating. And they cut
and it goes
some
to a bunch of people,
right.
And then finally it says penis.
So if you were a director in a movie, you're Ron Howard, all right? Like you're that kind of director. You putting your family members in the movie?
Yes.
Hell yeah, I am.
Absolutely.
My daughters are going to be in there. You getting my daughter and my son, man.
But I think it's also funny that they don't always have to play a major
role. No.
I mean, I always found it funny, and the girls were big into the Marvel movies in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny how they would throw Stan Lee in. Mm-hmm. Stan Lee could just be a male guy in one time, a milkman in another. And I thought it was funny. It wasn't a key thing, but it was a nice throw to him.
Chris Pratt and Ron Howard's daughter, right?
Yeah.
She was in Jurassic World.
Yes.
If you go back and you watch that movie, when the Rexes or whatever try to attack the amusement park, Jimmy Buffett gets killed.
I
gets killed by a pterodactyl.
Saw Jimmy Buffett. And
Jimmy Buffett.
Like, no shit. It's Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, no kidding. You know. So, but yeah, he does that all the time. But I would. Are you kidding me? I put my brother in there. I put my brother in there hardcore.
Yeah.
You know.
You got to put your buddies. Your like Adam Sandler does. Mm-hmm. You know, wasn't his wife in some things and his.
I think
his kids.
One of his kids. It may have been in and stuff like that. Yeah.
Judd Apatow puts his wife in everything.
Yeah, Leslie Mann.
Yeah,
she's funny, man.
Yeah, she's.
She
great.
Is very, very funny. There are a couple movies coming out. I don't know if you guys have Apple TV. Michael Douglas stars as Benjamin Franklin.
I had the trailer up on my page. I thought it was really good.
I'm interested in that. He was a.
You have that.
From what I understand, he was a bit of a whore guy. He liked the ladies. Him and Jefferson were over in France staring it up.
Yeah.
That's my understanding historically. I read the book.
Oh, Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin eats it up.
I knew
in
he
France.
Did like
that's the
ladies.
Name of the book.
Yeah.
He used
ladies,
to call
man.
Him Bend 'em Over Franklin.
Yeah, that's what they called him. So, but I do want to watch
be
that.
Bend over.
So, Clint is going to be joining us here in just a couple seconds. Cocoon, very underrated movie.
Never saw that.
Wilford Brimley in Cocoon. Remember he played the old guy?
Yeah.
In the old folks' home? He was 50. He was 50 when he filmed that. And he looked old. The dude just always looked old. But he wasn't that old. Clint's joining us here. Yeah, so I think this is Clint is joining us now, I believe. Clint, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well this morning.
You know, we've spoken before, and I really enjoyed the conversation, and we were just talking about the breadth of your work and your appearance on The Bold and Beautiful. But can I start with this question about the very beginning, Clint? What was it like to work with a friggin' bear?
it was exciting in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And yet, I remember it being an obstacle.
Really?
I was never scared. I was never scared of the bear. But the only thing I might have been scared about is he was always putting us behind schedule.
Yeah. Right.
Real diva.
Because the bear was not really super trained.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was gentle.
It's kind of scary.
Wait a minute, time out a second. The bear really wasn't trained. Did you not feel?
Yes.
Because I'd be like, well, wait a minute.
Right. Acting gig. Be like, okay, I guess it's
the show was Gentle Ben, and I saw it. And Clinton, oh, truth be told, I loved it. It was my favorite show. But I as an adult, I looked back and thought, wow, it was one of Clint's first acting gigs. He was a little kid. He's working with a bear, not a CGI bear, a real bear. And I thought that had to have been an experience, which clearly it was.
Well, yeah, you know, and actually, it wasn't. I had already been acting for 6 years.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I started when I was 2 on the Andy Griffith Show. And, you know, I played a character called Leon on the Andy Griffith Show.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, like, 5 episodes of that show.
Yeah.
But then I started doing television. I did Please Don't Eat the Daisies. And I did a couple episodes of The Fugitive.
Yeah.
And I did an episode of Bonanza that was a really, really powerful episode.
Yeah.
So anyway, I had been working. I was experienced. Mm-hmm. I knew what to do as an actor. And the reason why I say he was an obstacle, you know, he moved slow.
Yeah.
And to get him to go from point A to point B and stop and land on his mark so I could say my dialogue
right.
was kind of complicated.
Yeah.
You know, so but being down there in Florida was a wonderful experience for both myself and my dad.
Yeah.
My dad, Vance Howard, for a couple of years, the Howard family was split up because mom stayed back in Los Angeles and was with Ron on the Andy Griffith Show.
Right.
And my dad traveled with me to work on Gentle Ben.
Yeah. That's
and so
great.
It was an exciting time. It was an exciting time in the Howard household because there were 2 successful shows on television. But it was, you know, show business, things happen in show business. You know, there's a price you pay.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful price. I love my career. I love what's happened to my life and my career. I so appreciate it. But there are obstacles. There are
sure.
things that come up that, you know, there is a price that you pay being in the entertainment business.
You'll be seeing Clint coming up on The Bold and the Beautiful, which I do want to ask about a second. But Roadkill has a question for Clint Howard. Go ahead.
Clint, I'm a huge Star Trek fan, and I go through. You showed up in quite a few episodes. Were you always playing the same character, or were you playing different people?
Oh, no. I've been in 5 different versions of Star Trek, and the first one was the original series.
Yep.
But I've done different characters in all the different shows. I was in Star Trek. I was in Deep Space Nine. I was in Enterprise. I was in Discovery, and I was in Strange New Worlds.
Nice.
How do you keep track? Like, I mean, 200 plus 250. Yeah, I don't even know what the number
every
is.
Star Trek you're in.
You've done a lot of acting.
Yes, I have. I have. Well, I've been acting since 1961.
Yeah.
So some of it is just plain old mathematics. And I don't remember everything I've done. I mean,
right.
God gave me a pretty good memory that I haven't screwed up too bad. but I certainly, you know, I certainly, and also, guys, I mean, do you have the pure memory or do you have a memory of telling stories about it?
Yeah, I think
because
the latter.
Yeah, the fact is, I have my mom's gift of gab, and I'm a beautiful combination between my mom and my dad, and so I've always been encouraged to talk about things and to share, and you know, heck, I had an opportunity when I was about 12 years old to meet President Nixon, Richard Nixon, and I was a part of an interview that 5 kids did with President Nixon in the Oval Office. And it was an incredible experience that I have memories of. But you know what I also have memories of is telling stories about it from the beginning.
Yeah, right.
Because everybody wanted to hear about, well, what was it like to meet President Nixon?
Yeah.
You know, and later on, those questions, the questions kind of blossomed into other questions.
Sure.
But when you get to meet a president, it's one of those experiences that you go home and tell your friends about.
It's a big deal. Clint Howard on the phone with us, and he's going to be in The Bold and the Beautiful starting on the 26th through the 29th. He's got an arc, which I'll ask about in a second. First, Kelly.
All right. Well, you just said you don't remember everything. I wanted to test you. You were in an Odd Couple episode 1970 with Jack Klugman and Tony Randall. Do you remember anything about that?
Oh, yeah. There's a fellow named Bruce Bilson directed the episode. And later on, I went to the California 500, which was an Indy style car race.
Sure.
I went to the inaugural California 500 with Bruce Bilson, the director of that episode, and my dad.
Yeah.
And I remember working on that episode really well. And to both Tony Randall and Jack Klugman were really, really, really nice people.
Cool. That's good.
And it was a really creative environment, and everybody encouraged me. And, I can go on and on. First of all, my dad and Jack Klugman were friends. And, in fact, I think my dad was involved in a project that it was Jack Klugman's first professional acting job. So they knew each other, and so that's when you've been around a long time, there is this 6 degrees of separation.
Sure.
That kind of gets uncanny.
How did you get hooked up with The Bold and the Beautiful, Clint?
My wife Kat and I are friends with Sean Kanan, and Sean Kanan and his wife, we spend time together.
Sure.
And so I know Sean, and we were both at the Hollywood Collectors show meeting fans and signing autographs and taking pictures just separately. And one of the producers of Bold and the Beautiful, a fellow named Casey, he was there. He was walking around talking to, the various celebrities and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Sean's table and told Sean that they were developing a storyline that involved this character, the homeless guy named Tom. And when Sean heard about this storyline, Sean says, "Hold on, I got the guy. I got the guy to play Tom." And Tom, like I said, a homeless guy. They both walked over to my table, and I did a quick audition. I did a quick version of being a homeless guy for the producer, Casey, and the next thing you know, the next day, my agent called me and said, "They want you on Bold and the Beautiful."
How weird is that, that they come over to you when you're doing something, you're at a public event, and then they say, "Give us what you got." I mean, isn't that weird? That's strange.
Hey, it's the way the business works.
Yeah? Okay.
It really, truly is the way the business works.
Mm-hmm. All the projects that you've done, Clint, right? Was there any one that had just a profound impact on you as a person, not an actor, but as a person?
Yes. Yes. Apollo 13.
Mm-hmm.
Being a part of that project, I was a space geek when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a model of the Saturn V rocket in my room. I never got the decals right, but I put the model together. I just was a kid when I would put a model together, but I would screw up the decals. That's a side story. But I was a fan, and when Ron was circling that project back in 1994, 1993, whenever they started developing it, Ron knew how much I loved the space program. And,
yeah.
And Ron immediately said, I'm the perfect type to be in the movie, because the movie was going to center on not just the astronauts, but all the men at Mission Control that helped bring them home. So anyway, I knew about it, and I was involved, and I loved it, and the experience of working on that movie was awesome. And then, at the end of the day, just how beautiful that movie was.
Yeah.
That movie, Apollo 13, is virtually flawless.
I love it. I love amazing it. I've watched it a million times. Not on my watch. I could start reciting lines like in nobody's business. But, you've had such a great career, and there's a million stories that you could tell, and I love hearing them. So we always love having you on the show. Bold and the Beautiful coming up the 26th through the 29th. Watch Clint's arc in that show. But great. Thank you so much for spending time with us today, Clint. We really appreciate it. And as always, we wish you the best.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. He's a storyteller.
Love him.
And that's one story out of a billion.
And the fact that he remembers everything.
And the memory?
I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's didactic, but it's pretty damn close.
I was going to use that word.
Thank you.
Yes.
I also think, if I remember correctly, they wrote a book together, him and Ron, about their dad that was kind of a tribute to their dad. And they worked together, and they didn't always work together. You know what I mean? Because Clint was doing his own thing, and Ron was doing his own thing. But Ron put him in a lot of his movies, which is pretty cool. So
I like the cute pictures of him with the bear.
Oh yeah. I can't remember the actual storyline other than they would have encounters with this bear, and it was this big ass bear, and he was gentle, and his name was Ben, hence the name.
Yeah, yeah. Ben.
There you go. So yeah, if you saw him, you go, I've seen this guy.
Was the bear just his buddy? His
no,
friend?
I think if I remember right, the dad was like was he a ranger?
Park ranger.
The Adventures in the Florida Everglades of Game Warden Tom Wedlow and his wife Ellen and their son Mark and Mark's tame bear Ben.
Yeah,
but the town was trying to tear them apart.
That's the place. That's the place where I first saw the fan boat. You know the Everglade boats.
I just saw the photo.
Yeah, so that's my first time I ever saw the boat with the giant back with the giant fan on the back of it, which I'm like, that's cool. And then I watched a video a couple weeks ago of some guy swamping one in the where all the alligators were, and I didn't think it was so cool. I said, that, I'm not going on those things. No. You know what I mean? So, well, enjoy the rest of the day, everybody. A little walk down Hollywood Lane. Just Google Clint Howard, and you'll go, oh, yeah, I've seen that guy.
Streets of San Francisco. He was on every TV show in the 60s and 70s, seems like.
Yeah, yeah. And movies right on up
and
to today.
And all the Disney stuff.
Yeah. So have a great day, everybody. Be safe, and we'll see you coming up tomorrow at 5:30.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.